This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. We thank God for your being with us today. We pray you'll stay tuned for the next few minutes as we look into God's Word and see what He has for us today. Now, we do have a sketch that we are offering to those that will write in to us, a sketch about the two streams of the Bibles by Roland C. Starr. This tells where the manuscripts of the King James Version were different from the modern translations that we have today. All the modern translations have a different source than that of the King James Version of the Bible. And of course, we stick with the old King James Version, written in 1611, translated under the authority of King James of England. And so we invite you to write to us if you'd like this sent to you free of charge. If you can help us by defraying the expenses by just sending a small offering toward this or any help at all to the radio broadcast, we'd appreciate it. But this is to be sent out free of charge for those that do not have anything toward the broadcast. And we just want to get this out to those that need this information and would like it about where we got our King James Bible. Now just write to the Bible Hour Post Office, Box 2, Gettsville, New York, 14068. That's the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettsville, New York, zip code 14068. Now let's bow for prayer. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you'd bless the broadcast today. Oh God, we pray for an anointing of thy Spirit upon the word as it goes forth. What a need it is for the gospel to be preached over the radio. How we pray that the Spirit of the living God would quicken the word, quicken our mind now and our heart, thrill us afresh with thy precious word as we look into the book of Romans. What a tremendous book it is, and we pray that you'd bless those that are listening in, those that are bereaved, those that have problems we know nothing about, but thou dost know every need of every heart. Thou art the all-knowing, the omniscient God, and we pray that thou wilt speak to every heart. Bless the word now. Save that one that's lost. May they respond, receive Jesus Christ, repent of sin before the broadcast is over, and we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 1, and we've gotten down to about verse 8, and we mentioned this, but we want to cover this last verse again. It says, "First, I thank my God through Christ Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." Now the Romans were such good Christians, and they loved God so much, and they had great faith, the Bible says, that their faith is spoken of throughout the whole known world of those where the world was populated at that time. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Then he goes on and he says, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son." And we mentioned last time how that the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is what the gospel is over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. It's recorded there that this is the gospel, that he died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again for our justification. Oh, thank God for the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. The Apostle Paul said, "I don't cease to pray for you. I'm a prayer warrior. I'm the right kind of a Christian." He's not bragging on self, but he's saying the right thing. He's saying, "I'm praying for you at Rome, that your faith may abound, that God may bless you there." And we ought to be prayer warriors. The Bible says we're to pray without ceasing. And we ought to be faithful in this matter of prayer. As we walk down the street, we ought to pray. As we drive our automobile, if we're the right kind of a Christian, there'll be a prayer on our heart. As we see some of the hippies and those that are outside of the ark of safety hitchhiking on the highways, oh, our prayer ought to go up and say, "Oh God, I pray that you'll reach them with the gospel. I pray that I might be able to help them. I might be able to pick them up on the highway and help them to know Jesus Christ." I don't like to pick up people on the road if I have my family with me, for you don't know, they might pull a gun or something on you. But I do, when I'm alone, often I'll pick up a hitchhiker because my life's not that dear to me. My family's is. But thank God, I know God's able to protect me. And I believe it's our duty to help those that ask. The Bible says, if any man asks of you, to give to him freely. We ought to be that kind. We ought to at least have that in our heart, whether we're able to give or not, whether we're able to help a person who's in need or asking for help or not. We ought to want to help, and we ought to have a prayer in our heart for all people. It says, pray for all men, but especially for those of the household of faith we're to do good unto, especially those that are saved. And we ought to pray without ceasing. And then it says, making request if by any means, now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Now, he says here that he's desiring to go to those at Rome. Then he goes on, he says, for I long to see you. Oh, we ought to long to see those that are saved in Christ. There's a sweet fellowship among saved people that unsaved don't know anything about. And then it says, now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God. I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Now the Apostle Paul had much fruit among the other churches at Corinth, and there at Philippi and Thessalonica, and there at Ephesus and different other Gentile areas. The Apostle Paul started these churches, and he said, I have much fruit, and he said, I want to have some fruit there with you as well. And then he goes on, he says, I am debtor. Both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greeks. Boy, I tell you, this is tremendous. He says, I am debtor. Oh, we owe a debt to this world. Jesus died on Calvary and shed his blood and set us free from our sin, and we have a debt to tell others of Jesus Christ. I find in our church, when we leave off and we don't preach much about soul winning, that there comes a deadness in our church. Oh, we need to preach on soul winning. We need to tell people that the answer is to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Jesus said just before he went back to heaven, just before he left this earth, he said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How important the last words are of any person who just goes out into eternity, and yet how much more important are the last words of our blessed Savior, which he gave the great commission before he ascended up into heaven. He said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say just gather for little Bible studies, although we ought to study the Bible. He didn't say just have your prayer meetings, although we ought to have our prayer meetings. But he said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. The joy of a Christian is to tell others of their saving grace. Just last night we had visitation and went out into the highways and byways, up and down the streets, and we had some tremendous visits. We talked to this one fella that we didn't know was saved, and we thought he was going to say, well, I've just had some experience. In other words, I had a car wreck. So many people think that being saved from a car wreck is salvation. So many people think that being saved from this or that is salvation. But this fellow said that there was a time when he was in Denver and Colorado when he was in the military, and he believes that's the time with all his heart that he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And there seemed to be a witness of the Spirit between him and myself. My wife was with me as we visited there, and it just, the Spirit of God seemed to say to my heart, he's a saved person. He's been born again. It's not just some kind of a saving us from an operation, but it's a salvation of his soul that he was talking about. Salvation is of the heart and of the soul, and we're a debtor to all the world. We ought to be out soul winning and telling others of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I am debtor, he said. And then he said, I am ready to preach. Oh, that's the thing we ought to be ready to do. We're a debtor, and therefore, because we owe a debt to this world that are on their way to hell and without Jesus Christ, and will burn in the infernal of flames, and they'll be out throughout eternity without a Savior. They'll burn forever and forever and forever in the charred walls of hell itself until they are forever. They will not be annihilated. Some people say they'll burn up and that'll be the end. The Bible does not say that. It says the smoke of their torment shall arise up forever and ever in the book of the Revelation. And oh, God says it's our job to tell them and to rescue them and to help them and to by all means do all we can to tell them that Jesus saves, and he'll give them peace in their heart. And so we're a debtor, therefore we ought to be ready to preach. Paul said, I'm ready to preach to you that are at Rome also. And then he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Oh, how often as I've done soul winning, I've left out that verse until more recently. In chapter 10 of the book of Romans, it tells us in chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But we ought not to forget the verse after that. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But the next one, verse 11, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. We ought to quote that as well. And then I go on to verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, it's so important to be saved. It's so important not to be ashamed of the gospel or of Jesus Christ. He said, if we're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of us one day. And I thank God I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, it's the dynamite, it is that which changes a heart and cuts the heart. The word of God, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It's not going to be the help that it ought to be to you unless you receive it, unless you believe it, unless you receive Jesus and bow your unworthy head and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. I'm on my way to hell. I don't know the way, but you are the way. And I just want you to save my soul. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the only way to be saved is to trust Jesus, not baptism, not communion, not confession, not the rituals of the church, not confirmation, but the Bible says ye must be born again. You must be saved. The Philippian jailer came into Paul and he said, what must I do to be saved? And the Apostle Paul with Silas there said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He didn't say trust your baptism, trust your church membership, trust your good works. He said, you just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And that's the way to be saved, is to trust Jesus Christ. Oh, he's the only one worth trusting. Man will fail you. Often the churches will often even fail. There'll be problems in them. But, oh, thanks be unto God, Jesus Christ, our lovely Savior, that shed his blood on Calvary, died for our wicked sins. Thank God he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's waiting for you to trust him today. Would you do it? Would you trust him? Would you bow your head right now? Hey, would you pull your car over to the side of the road if you're listening in an automobile, or if you're in your home, or if you're in another place, or at work maybe even, and would you just simply for a moment just bow your head and by simple prayer just ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Be willing to repent. Ask Jesus to save you. Come into your heart and trust him and he'll save you. Just say some simple prayer. Like, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus. I need him. I repent of all my sin. And by faith, I do trust him today as my Savior. And then thank him for saving you. In your own words, thank him. And say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into my heart in your own way. And then determine to serve him. Determine to read your Bible, to pray, to go to a good Bible preaching church, to tune into our broadcast that you might hear more about the Word of God as we go through the book of Romans. And if you'd like, if you've made a decision for Christ, if you've received Jesus, would you send us a letter telling us in so that we might rejoice in your decision for Christ? Just write it. Just write us and say, I've been saved. I know Jesus. I'd like some free literature to help me in my Christian walk with the Lord. And we'd be sure to glad to send it to you free of charge. Just write The Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, 14068. That's The Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, 14068. And you that are saved, please remember to stay with us and to back us up in your prayers and financial support as God allows you to. If you don't have a penny, we're so glad you're able to tune in. But if you can help and you'd like to, just send us a letter. We'll rejoice with you. We'll pray with you. And we'll just be so glad that you're standing with those that believe the Bible and stick with it and preach it that we might see others saved. We trust you'll have a part. Send, if you desire, for this same sketch now about where we got our King James Bible, and I'm sure it'll be a blessing to every heart. God bless you is our prayer.